A reading from the book of Acts. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia, and a Roman colony. And we spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. And one of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshipper of God, listened. And the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. And after she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. Where do you like to go when you want to be with God? When Paul arrives in a town, he usually aims for the local synagogue because, as a Jew, that's what he's familiar with. And the men who run it are likely to invite him to speak. But in some places, there may not be a synagogue. So where to go to if he wants to find people who might be receptive to his message? He identifies a riverside as a pretty good place. Why the river? My friend, a priest, has a wonderful ability to make contact with people who are seldom seen at church. A young couple somehow felt they needed to have something done with their first baby. And they asked Father Joe if he would do a christening. Well, after some discussion, it was agreed that the whole family would have a picnic at a riverside spot. And one Sunday, parents, aunts and uncles, grandparents and baby arrived and settled in. Kids paddled or swam in the shallows. The men sipped cans of beer and the women chatted quietly. And Joe lay in the grass and gently began to ask the members of the family what they would want for this new baby. And these people, unchurched we'd call them, began to express in their own words the way they felt about this new baby and of what kind of future they would hope for baby and for themselves. And Joe tickled the baby and brought everyone around him and sprinkled some water on him. And everyone quietly gave their love to this new member of their family. And God was present to that family. And somehow the river had enabled those people to express things they might never before have had an opportunity to say about their contact with one another and with God. Well, Paul seemed to recognize the community gathering aspect of the river, especially the women. I guess they regularly came there to do the washing. And does Paul preach as he had sometimes been invited to do in the synagogue? No. We sat and talked with the women. An informal gathering then. It must have been a powerful experience because Lydia, a Gentile woman attracted to the Jewish faith, listened, and the Lord opened her heart as Paul spoke. And next, she's inviting the preachers to come and stay in her home. And so begins a new chapter in Places of Devotion, the house of a Christian believer. Here, even non-Jews, especially for those whom the scriptures call God-fearers or worshippers of God, the Gentiles drawn to the God of Judaism, who were often quite open to the message preached by Paul and the others, here the whole family would gather for prayer and worship, and gradually others from the neighborhood would join in. I like to think that this is the origin of the parish church. But it's interesting to think about the difference between the synagogue, a tightly structured venue and community with language and ritual quite strictly controlled, and the family household, where hospitality and sharing and personal responses are important. Just where does our parish fit in? So, there are different places for prayer, and sitting in my room and meditating is only one of them.